You have reached Road Talk, Navigating Your Journey, a ministry and podcast of the Discover Young Adults Ministry at the Preston Crest Church of Christ in Dallas, Texas. We meet at 9:45 on Sunday mornings, and we have small groups all throughout the week. We are located at Preston Road and Highway 635 in North Dallas. My name is Jacob Hawk. I'm the Young Adults Minister and the host of this podcast. It doesn't matter if you are single, dating, if you want to be dating, if you're married, if you want to be married, or if you're divorced, or if you're trying to figure out at what stage of life you are passing through. At the Discover Young Adults Ministry, we want to help you discover life, discover love, and discover the Lord. If I can help you or serve you in any way, or if I can pray for you, please email me at jacob@prestoncrest.org. Well, I want to thank you for tuning in today to Road Talk, Navigating Your Journey. If you are someone who has been following along with us through the years on Road Talk, you may have wondered, where did Road Talk go? And to be honest, just had a really busy fall, but we are ending 2024, and I do hope to begin podcasting again in 2025. But as we finish 2024 and begin to move into the new year and start thinking about the new year, I wanted to provide just a very brief episode today that I've entitled Your Best Year Yet. Your Best Year Yet. Everyone begins to think about things that they want to do differently in the next year. It's the time of year that we talk about New Year's resolutions. It's the time of year that we set big goals. It's the time of year that we think about making significant changes. If you're someone who is thinking about making significant changes in your life in 2025, this is a great little episode for you just to provide four tips to have your best year yet. Number one, be fresh. If you've set the same goals year after year after year and you haven't accomplished them yet, try setting a different goal. Or maybe go about it in a different way. Maybe it's Bible study. Maybe you've started the process of reading through the Bible in a year, and many processes will include things like reading 3 chapters a day and 5 chapters on the weekend. And maybe for the past several years, you started that strong and you got really to the end of January, which begins kind of the beginning of the book of Leviticus, and your goals were destroyed. Well, maybe think of a different process. Think of a different approach. Maybe you try reading different sections of Scripture for different days of the week, but try something new. As people often say, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing repeatedly, expecting a different result. This year, when you think about changes you want to make, be fresh. Number two, be ambitious. If your goal doesn't require much sacrifice, discipline, or time to accomplish, is it really a goal that's worth setting? You know, the most valuable things in life require time and effort. Paul would say in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 24 through 25, "Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize." In other words, set out with a mindset that I'm going to win no matter what it takes. I am going to get this done. I am going to be ambitious. If you have a dream for your life that you think you can accomplish without God, well, it's not a big enough dream. I want to say that again. If you have a dream for your life that you think you can accomplish without God, it is not a big enough dream. Number three, be benevolent. If your goals for personal development are completely centered on your own personal benefit, I think you're missing the point. Peter would say in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10, that each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in its various forms. If God has given you a gift, He wants you to use that gift to serve others. How can your growth grow others? If you want to go after more schooling, more education, why? Is it just to improve your resume? Or is it so you can make a deeper impact in someone else's life? If you're going after another certification, is it just so you can post about it on LinkedIn? Or so that you can become more skilled in your field to bless others? If you want to raise at work, for what purpose? What are you going to do with those extra funds or a promotion? Do you want a promotion so you can brag and climb a ladder, or so that you can be a greater leader in someone's life? Whatever gift you've received, use it to serve others. And number four, if you want to have your best year yet, be kingdom-driven. We all know what the most common New Year's resolutions usually are. At the very top of the list, people talk about weight loss. They talk about personal development. They say they want to read more. They want to overcome an addiction. They want to overcome a fear. They want to improve relationships. It's interesting that Jesus made a statement in the Sermon on the Mount that I believe not only says how we can go about accomplishing all of those things, but what those accomplishments will serve. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, "But seek first the kingdom and its righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." What things was Jesus talking about when Jesus said, "If you seek first the kingdom, all the other things will be given to you as well"? Well, in the previous verses, beginning in verse 31, Jesus said, "So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them." The very things that we worry about in New Year's resolutions, like food and weight loss and improvement and making more money, Jesus says, if you seek my kingdom first, these other things will fall into place. It's amazing how much better our lives become when we seek God and His kingdom first. The writer of Proverbs would say in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3, "Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plans will succeed." How will your plans succeed? If you commit to God, not if you commit to yourself. I really love the promise of Proverbs 37, verse 4. "Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart." God really does want you to chase your dreams and enjoy life. But He wants that to be secondary. He says, delight yourself in the Lord, and then that will happen. Then He will give you the desires of your heart. It's not that if we receive the desires of our heart, then we delight in the Lord. No, the Scripture says we delight in the Lord, and then the desires that we have, those will come. So this year, when you think about setting goals, I would encourage you to focus more on growth. Setting goals and experiencing growth are both important, but it's more important to experience growth. You see, a goal is focused on a destination, but growth is focused on the journey. A goal is driven by motivation, but growth is driven by maturity. A goal can be seasonal, but growth is for a lifetime. A goal thinks in terms of challenges, but growth thinks about changes. Sometimes with a goal, once you hit it, you plateau. But with growth, you always keep climbing. I really do want you to have your best year yet. I want to have my best year yet. And for that to happen, we need to be fresh, we need to be ambitious, we need to be benevolent, and most importantly, we need to be kingdom-driven. Thank you for spending a few moments with us today here at Road Talk. As always, keep your eyes on heaven, May you have a great year, and I can't wait to talk with you next time.